Can you answer Leslie's question, though, Tony? He says, is wine suitable for vegetarians? I can't think, why not?
As far as I'm aware, I think it is, although it does contain, I'm trying to think of the wine making process.
Yeah, a lot of wine isn't suitable for vegans. If you're worried about animal byproducts, a lot of alcohol, so beer and wine, and its manufacturing, there's a process where you want to clear all the sediment from it. And a lot of processes use, I think it's fish bladder cells, I believe.
Can you count it towards one of your five a day, though, more importantly, Tony?
No, absolutely
not. No, even
not.
Though it's made of all this
Sorry.
Healthy grape juice.
No, that's definitely not one of the five a day.
But, I mean, red wine, there is an evidence base that red wine does have a nutritional benefit, doesn't it? Because if you've got the pips and the seeds, there's lots of tannins and antioxidants.
There are some. There's this idea that actually you've got phytonutrients in red wine that are sort of beneficial in terms of looking at your, you know, lowering blood pressure a little bit or acting as antioxidants, reducing your risk of cardiovascular diseases, but I think the totality of the evidence is a little bit cautious as to how much you should really have for that kind of beneficial effect. So I think sort of drinking in moderation is still recommended.
Good call. Drink in moderation. You're listening to The Naked Scientists, and this week we're joined by an expert panel who are taking on your science questions. In the studio, Ben Pilgrim, Chris Basu, Tony Steer, and Dave Ansell. And Dave, this is a very nice question, and it comes from David Ohl, another Dave, on Facebook, and he says,